Now, Pepe?
What's that, Pepe?
2 o'clock in the Southland on a live imaging Tuesday. What were you asking me?
About yesterday, you were at Riviera, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was raining.
It was. It was pouring, actually.
This weather update brought to you by...
Heck of a job, Pepe.
We covered that in the first hour.
He's a warrior. Yeah. Oh, well, I'm sorry.
I am a warrior.
That's okay.
I'm strong like bull. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
By the way, real quick,
before
we get up to What's Up, Fool, our friends from Stretch Lab are here today. And by the way, I had a little tightness in the right hip flexor.
Yeah.
My man Jake over there, I don't know what he was doing, because Carl was staring in my eyes while we were doing it.
Yeah.
Our friend Carl Saisu of the digital team. And the way he stretched that leg all the way around, it did things that it hasn't done in 20 years.
Wow. Yeah, no, the Stretch Lab thing is fun.
It feels
good. I've done it. It feels great. Mike, John, have you done it? You should try the Stretch Lab.
No, but there's one next to, over by your house in Venice.
Yes.
There's one right by Rose.
Right.
Yeah, that's good that I wanted to try, but
yeah,
I've never been
in it. It's really good. It's really good.
I enjoyed it. Anyway, 201 of the Southland. You know what it's time for on a 7-10 combo plate day. Time for What's Up, Fool? Hit the thing.
What's Up, Fool is brought to you by Dos Hombres Mezcal. It's fate. It's friendship. It's mezcal. Dos Hombres.
You and I, Pepe, we have fate and friendship. Take it away, Kobe Gray.
Thanks, Morales. All right, so Ian Rappaport is saying that sources say that all signs point to the Raiders hiring former Chargers GM Tom Telesco as their new GM.
Oh.
In a surprise, how do you feel about Tom Telesco as the Raiders GM, John?
Like it.
Really?
I've always liked Tom Telesco. You ever talked to him?
No.
Really smart guy. Drafts really well. The Chargers roster was not the problem.
No, it definitely was not.
That's true.
And what we need is talent on the Raiders. So I actually like this move.
But I don't want to import Chargers nonsense.
Well,
you're a Raiders fan now.
I am a Raiders fan.
You think he's going to try and hire Brandon Staley or something?
What if he does?
Well, that would be bad. But
why not start fresh?
How about
fresh Raiders blood?
Telesco drafted 8 Pro Bowlers during his run with the Chargers.
That's
Keenan Allen, Joey Bosa, Derwin James, and Justin Herbert.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
I like
good.
Him.
Pretty good.
I've always liked Telesco.
Seems like a good hiring to me.
Yeah, and we could probably get him on the show. You know, he couldn't come on when he's the Chargers because Mason hates the Chargers.
I don't know why. Like, when Harbaugh's announced, I think this should be the first place Harbaugh goes.
I don't think that will happen unless you take the day off. If you take the day off, we got
to. Wait a minute. I know why they hate Cappy. Why do they hate you?
Because I don't like him. No, it's not even that I don't like him. I just ignore him.
But you
him.
Said this on the air, like you don't like them?
Many
yeah,
times.
I
back in like the old San Diego days, right?
Yeah, back in the old. But here's the reality. The reality is they're sort of a non-factor. If they hire Jim Harbaugh, all of a sudden they're a factor. Like, people are going to pay attention. So
Will you jump on that bandwagon then? Will you flip? Will you do the old switcheroo?
I will not flip.
He's a Rams season ticket.
I will not flip, but
won't.
I will offer respect to
okay.
the Chargers.
Why not buy Chargers season tickets, too?
No,
you've got a lot of money.
Way, no.
That
how.
Would be but, the
but,
ultimate.
But you love football.
I do love football, but
that
yeah,
would
make but not...
that would give you a game every week.
And yeah. when no matter who wins, if the Chargers, you were early.
Yeah,
you
right.
were early on the bandwagon.
Yes.
Plus, think about the tension between you and Cappy. That would be worth the price of admission.
Oh, that would be worth the price. Yeah, not doing it. Not. I already spend a lot of money on Ramsey's.
You've got a lot of money.
Shut up. We just had a conversation about that today.
Spending money?
No. Morales. What's next?
I didn't bring it up.
Yeah.
I
didn't bring what up.
You brought it up first.
Now that you brought the fight?
Well, it wasn't really a fight.
Well, it was really a...
It was a lot of Macy yelling at me and me just going, okay.
Verbal fisticuffs.
It was, but
it was.
That's when you have passion. Right, Pepe?
I agree.
Great job, Pepe.
Sorry.
You just wake Pepe
there's
up.
There's passion.
Sorry.
There's passion.
Sorry.
Is Pepe taking a siesta over there?
because Mace looks
at
me.
Oh, my God.
Pepe. I said, okay, I agree. You know.
Terrific.
Yep.
A little more energy, Pep.
Yeah.
What's next?
What's up, Foo?
All right, guys. Speaking of money, it just was announced today that Netflix teamed up with WWE's Raw for a $5 billion deal. 10 years to stream live on Netflix. You guys think this is a good move? I think that, you know, the wrestling thing is actually a good sport to have.
Well,
a
Michael
live
watches Raw. What do you think? Are you okay watching on Netflix?
No, I don't watch Raw anymore. It's turned into a cartoon. Since the old great wrestlers aged out, I'm just not into it anymore. I'm over to AEW. Yeah, but a lot of people still love Raw, still watch it, so this is a good investment for them.
Where's the library these days? Like, remember they had the WWE app?
Yeah.
But where's all the library of the old stuff? Where does that live now?
You just go on YouTube. You can find anything.
Yeah, I guess YouTube.
Google
oh,
any match here. You find all that stuff.
Yeah. It seems smart. I mean, you know, getting into the sports business is something that all the streamers are going to do. How much did they spend?
$5 billion.
$5 billion. My God.
$500 a year.
That's a significant deal. But I think it's a good deal for Netflix.
Yeah.
I want to know where I can watch a Bret the Hitman Hart sharpshooter from 1994.
Well, just Google Hitman Hart sharpshooter.
Google exactly that.
It will why can't I just watch it on an app?
Well, what's the difference?
YouTube is an app.
I know.
What's up, fool?
All right, guys. So I saw that a new biopic of the fitness guru Richard Simmons is going to be coming out, starring Pauly Shore.
Pauly Shore kind of looks like
he
Richard
does.
Simmons.
It is a good casting.
But Richard Simmons actually took to his Facebook and said, "Hey, everyone, you may have heard that they're doing a movie about me with Pauly Shore, but I have not given permission for this movie." And he continues on, "Since he clearly does not want to be a part of the public eye, do you guys think that his, you know, request should be honored and a movie should not be done about him?"
Well, first of all, you don't have to acquire a public person's rights to make a movie about them. It is widely available. Those stories, those beats are all there. Richard Simmons apparently has gone into hiding. He doesn't look like the person he used to be. He's growing older now and he wants people to remember him the way that he was. I personally think Pauly Shore playing him is a... that if I could think of people that would play me, like, last on the list would be Pauly Shore. He doesn't seem to take anything
they
seriously.
They have a physical resemblance, yes, which is why I think they asked him. But Pauly Shore says this isn't a comedy. He says it's more serious.
Yeah.
And I've never seen him do serious. So I don't know if I'd watch this or not.
Do you know who's in this movie also with Pauly Shore?
Who? No.
It's super fan and P1 listener Jesse Hyman.
Jesse Hyman is in the movie?
Yeah, he's in the movie. Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
What does he do in the movie?
I haven't seen it, but I know that he's in the movie. I can see there's a picture he put up with him and Pauly Shore.
Wow, cool. That's Jesse Hyman, regular tweeter to the show and to the station.
Very nice guy.
Yeah. By the way, I just got a DM that the WWE library is on Peacock, which I have. I guess I got to dive into that.
Bravo and WWE.
I want to make Michael, you got a lot of money. Give me some money so we can make the Steve Mason story.
Oh, yeah. Who would play Steve Mason?
I would, just to burn.
Oh, my God. That would be like I would be as offended as Richard Simmons is.
But he would want George Clooney to play him.
Clooney. John, you always say John Slattery. He would be a great guy to play,
yeah,
I think.
David Schwimmer would be good for you.
You know what actually would burn you more?
What?
We'll get George Clooney to play him, and I'll play Juan.
That just won't be believable at all. No, not really is exactly the right answer.
No, not really.
Who's going to play Pepe?
Sometimes.
Who is going to play Pepe?
Pepe can play Pepe.
Pepe can play Pepe?
Pepe is Pepe.
I know who could play Pepe. Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez as Pepe.
Handsome Latino.
Who's going to play you?
Rick Fox. No, he always plays me.
No,
baby.
The other guy that somebody said that
RuPaul?
You look like. Who?
RuPaul?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, RuPaul.
RuPaul.
I think RuPaul's a good one.
That is a good one.
Michael Thompson, RuPaul could play you.
Thank you. He's a handsome guy.
Yes, he is.
I can't unsee that now.
That's right.
That's good. What's up, fool?
That guy's pretty.
So MLB The Show is asking their fans who they think should be the next cover athlete for 2024. The last two or three, I believe, were Tatis, Bryce Harper, and then last year, Jazz Chisholm.
No Shohei. So he's the answer.
He would have been a couple years earlier. But yeah, to sell the most copies, who are you putting on the cover of the video game?
Shohei.
Yeah, Otani's let's go beyond Otani. Otani's a slam dunk. Who would be next? Who would sell the most?
Mike Trout doesn't sell.
No, Mike Trout does not
Mookie
sell.
Mookie Betts, maybe?
Bryce Harper.
But he's probably been on it already.
It's got to be somebody with flair and talent and greatness. So Acuna.
Acuna's great call.
Acuna would be great.
Yeah, he's a great call.
He's fun to watch. Tilde over the end.
Acuna.
Close enough, Mike.
You said Acuna.
Yeah, you didn't have the nya.
You need a nya. Yes.
What's up, fool?
All right, guys. Talk about petty. Donovan Smith went to Twitter to let people know that the Bills had turned off the hot water in their locker room following their game. I wanted to know what's been one of the pettiest moves you guys have done towards someone else.
Well, Mace got John fired.
That's not petty.
Can we be clear? I did not get him fired.
Saying
somebody else fired him.
Telling him 30 seconds before is petty.
Yeah. But
I should have said nothing. Is that what you're saying? I should have said nothing?
You told him when you found out.
I was forbidden.
From who?
By my bosses.
So you do it anyway. He's your friend.
The hardest thing to do in life is to do what your bosses say.
Yeah, it's a matter of if you value the company more or your relationships more. Right. And so at that time, Mason valued.
That's brutal.
No, but that's.
Wow.
But
no,
that's called a true.
I didn't
right
know
there
this was going there.
No, but that's what it is. I mean, like, Greg, I'm telling you right now, don't tell me if someone here is getting fired and not ask me to tell them, because I'm telling them as soon as I walk out of your office.
I think it is malpractice for them to have put me in that position. They were awful managers.
Sure.
Awful managers.
Sure, but you listen to them.
But, you know, the hot water thing, Michael, is interesting because I wonder. So the Bills turned off the Chiefs' hot water. If you were the Chiefs, the next time Buffalo comes to Kansas City, do you return the favor or take the high road?
Oh, man, I don't know. Life is too short, Peppy, for all these petty feuds and stuff, huh?
Well, were you part of the Lakers when they did that
in Boston? Yeah, I was there, and it was cold, but we didn't care because it was like 100 degrees in the
and
arena,
you don't
so a cold
shower
actually felt good.
And you don't shower.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But Pepe, would you, if you ran the Chiefs and the Bills come there next year, and you know that they intentionally shut off the hot water on you, would you do it back to them?
No.
I wouldn't either.
Why not, Pepe?
No, because you have to show class.
Well, I'm a big golden rule guy. I always try and treat everybody the way I would want to be treated.
Even if they didn't treat you that way
correct
before.
Okay. Correct. And because...
You're
and,
just a turn the other cheek guy.
Well, no, I got to live with myself. So, you know, I'm not turning off the hot water on all those dudes because, I mean, I. By the way, I think that's ridiculous for the Bills did that, and I'm glad they lost.
Yeah. It's one guy that said it. I wonder if it really happened. I know it's out there, but were there more than one guy say that? Because I only saw one tweet.
By the way,
I saw him.
Did you, when we were in New Orleans for New Year's Eve,
mm-hmm.
did you take a shower in the morning?
No, I didn't take a shower that morning.
There was no hot water
that's
in that
heard,
hotel.
Yeah. Wow.
And,
oh, wow.
So I took literally like a 45-second shower.
Wow.
It was.
You're supposed to take a cold shower in the morning, Pepe, you know, to kind of freshen up the body, get things going.
I did when I was young.
No, you go cold first, then you warm up, then you go back to cold.
You're talking about Pepe, you're still young.
You're still young,
younger,
Pepe.
Younger.
You're younger than Michael, right?
Younger. Yeah.
Now, Pepe, don't do that if you're with somebody in the shower, though. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Shrinkage, Pepe, shrinkage.
That's right, shrinkage.
Women know about shrinkage.
Yes, yes.
You don't want to tell happened to Costanza?
Yeah.
The water was cold.
That's what he said to Elaine.
I was in the pool. It was cold.
Those things shrink. I don't know how you guys walk around with those things. All right, is there any more? Is that it?
What's up, Phil?
I got one more for you guys
okay,
here.
Cool.
So it's a National Pie Day today. There's a couple spots doing $5 slices of pie.
There is no
There's
such
no
thing
such
as strawberry
that
cream pie.
That was my question. Has anybody tried strawberry cream
no
pie?
No.
No, did Michael. No, he did a whole game about it once.
Emily told me she tried it and she liked it.
Where'd she get it?
You can make them.
Oh, so that's the one.
Wait, but if I walked into a place, into a bakery.
A pie shop, a bakery.
Would they know how to make a strawberry cream pie? Yes.
Does Marie Callender's have it? Marie Callender's.
Chris, have you ever heard of strawberry cream pie?
No, but I'm not a big pie guy.
No.
I like cheesecake.
Oh, cheesecake.
I'm a New York cheesecake guy.
Yeah.
Banana cream pie is the best.
Yep. I eat pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving, but that's about it.
I'm going to call House of Pies and see if they make it.
Yeah, call House of Pies.
They're going to laugh at you.
Yeah.
We're going to get a pie. Pepe, would you hit Michael with a pie if we got one here?
Yeah.
Now you have to do it.
Yeah.
No softening out.
No.
You get one of those key lime pies, bam!
I do it.
Of course he would do it. Don't tempt him. You know you'd do it.
Oh, you know what? Coming up next, breaking Pepe wave news.
Okay.
What? I think I've added something to the pot that is going to be really, really effective. That's coming up next.
Well, no one's ever waved back at
It's coming now.
Okay.
It's coming now.
Oh,
I'll tell you why. Coming up next, 710 ESPN.
All right. When you think of cutting-edge technology, beautiful design, and best-in-class TVs, Sony jumps to the top of the list. For the 14th year in a row, Mir Audio Video has been named one of the only Sony Diamond dealers in California. That means that before anyone else, they get the latest and greatest Sony TVs, laser projectors, receivers, and more. And just think about this for a minute. Mir Audio Video has been super serving Southern California for more than 40 years, and that's no accident. There's really no one like Isaac and Roy and the team of experts from Mir. Any questions on any home or office tech upgrades, give them a call, see what they can do for you. Tell them Mason and Ireland sent you, they'll hook you up for sure. And check out the new Sonys, they're amazing. Here's the number, 310-234-4010. 310-234-4010 or visit online at MirAudioVideo.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
No?
I agree. I'm surprised you do.
218 in the Southland on a live imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland, but the extravaganza is even bigger.
Yes.
It's a Service Titan shoot-around because guess what? Pepe Montilla is here and the great Michael Thompson.
Great.
Well, I would say you're
the great. Yeah, no, the great. See, we use great too much. Yeah. Michael pointed out earlier. The good Michael Thompson.
Is it true you have a gold medal?
Well, you mean, well, it's in my house, but it's not mine.
But would you, around the Olympics time, would you bring it in so I could hold it?
Oh, it's heavy, too. Yeah, I could bring it in for you.
Which games?
16, Brazil.
Brazil.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to see those. And also a gold medal for the World Championships.
Oh, beautiful.
Nice.
I want to hold a gold medal.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Are we doing this thing here, Greg?
I think we are, ladies and gentlemen.
Happy early birthday.
Happy birthday, Michael.
Thanks to our friends at Pizza Hut, we got an early birthday party for the one and only, the great Michael Thompson.
Thank you. Hey. Is that one of them cookie things in that thing?
I believe.
Open that cookie thing up, Suppers.
Jack Ireland would be all over that.
Take that right into the tin. That is delicious.
The wing. Oh, my goodness. Chili wings.
Michael, you got to put all this stuff in your car.
Nobody touches it. This is all mine.
Yeah, don't take it home.
Thanks to our friends at Pizza Hut, of course.
Graham, what kind of pizza is that?
Oh, my goodness.
Pepperoni?
You got stuffed crust in there?
I love pepperoni.
Now you don't have to steal food out of the press room tonight.
Well, I'll see what they have.
All right.
You got time to order before tonight's Lakers game. You know that. Wow. Lakers Clippers tonight against little brother. You want to make sure that you're having the proper celebration at home with our friends from Pizza Hut. Use code ESPNLA10, the number 10, 10, ESPNLA10 for $10 off your $40 order.
Man, that chicken smells
delicious.
All
right, so let's explain the history of the Pepe Mantilla World.
Yeah, okay, I want the history.
Let's do it.
I want to go behind the music, Pepe.
So, ever since I've known Pepe, which is 20-plus years, when they announce us, they say, Lawrence Tanner, the Laker PA announcer, says at the beginning of every game, if you want to listen to the game in Spanish, you can listen to KWKW, and they put the KWKW logo up on the Jumbotron.
13:30 a.m.
And they say, with Samuel Jacobo and Pepe Montilla, and they get a shot on camera of Samuel and Pepe, and Samuel goes into shadow boxing.
Yeah.
And Pepe waves to the crowd like he's a dictator.
But don't you stand up?
Yeah.
You rise.
He stands.
You rise.
Pepe stands.
Do it for us real quick.
No. And then and I have for years said, who are you waving to? He says, I'm waving to the fans. They acknowledge me. And I say, point out one fan, any fan who acknowledges you, and you still, this is like the only honest disagreement that you and I have. You say every night, people wave back.
Yes, they do.
And I have never seen even one person wave back. So you actually came over to me on Sunday and you said, okay, John, Section 102 and Section 326. Keep
Section
your eyes.
Section 102, the guy was waving at me. You didn't pay attention
to
him.
No, I did pay attention. Michael and I both, we were looking right at him. Now, Mace,
Michael
you,
is always
first
in
of
Babalana.
All, Pepe,
are you kidding me?
Yeah, I always give my that's true. I always give my version of this story. What is your version of the story? You honestly believe that people wave back
yes.
at you.
Yes. A guy came from... he was sitting left to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
He came and said, I'm going to wave to you. And he did. Okay?
Yeah, I didn't see him.
But of can course we go you're not going to see him.
But you tell me where to look,
you're
Pepe.
You're very selective of
no,
what
no.
you see.
You told me last time to look in 102. I looked in 102. Michael looked in 102. Mm-hmm. Not one person waving in 102. And Bergman went down right in front of us, right in front of, you know, Section 111, and yelled with his hands, Wave to Pepe, wave to Pepe. Pepe. And Greg, how many people did you notice followed your lead?
Zero, and they all looked at me like I was crazy.
No, but I mean...
300.
Hardly anybody was there at the time that you guys,
correct.
Guys were
yeah,
there.
Correct, yeah, no.
And
was,
the people no, up, yeah, in, the, was, the people up so, in the 300 section, they wave.
No, they didn't. He's a man now, of the people have, in the 300.
We have properly set this up, and Mason claims he has breaking news that will... The Pepe Montilla wave for the better, right?
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, Gary the Sign Guy Zelman.
Yeah, Gary. We're all friends with Gary. Gary Martin.
He will be creating a wave to Pepe sign, which will debut February the 8th at Crypto.
And that's the Kobe statue night.
Thank you. Thank
oh, wait,
you
do
much.
We want to do it that night? Or do we?
Of course.
It's
sold out already.
Okay.
Is Gary on the phone?
No, Gary, we'll get him on the day of the game. But Gary's excited. He's having like oral surgeries. But he's super excited. Says the sign will be done. We don't know what it looks like. But the wave to Pepe sign will be there.
And I really appreciate that.
And because I always follow the lead of the sign guy, I will wave to Pepe when he puts that sign up. But I need to see the sign.
Pepe, will you... properly thank these gentlemen, because that's the power of Mason and Ireland, the power of this radio station, and the power of the bit.
You know what? I don't like them, but I thank them.
Now, real quick, I want to go behind the music. How did the wave start, and when did it start?
Whenever
Ed Pepe, explain
like
it to me.
Your first year?
He said my name. I got up and I said,
when? What year was this?
It was like the 50s, 60s? Thank you for mentioning my name.
Was Raquel Welch with you when the wave first
Sophia
started?
Sophia Loren was courtside.
That's right. Cary Grant and Diane Cannon sitting courtside.
Yeah, Cary Grant was still there. Yeah.
Greta was sitting next to me.
Oh, Greta Garbo. Nobody ever was her.
Pepe, what year was this?
I don't know.
Maybe. 1953.
No, this was...
Chick was a budding reporter.
No, this was here at the Staples before Crypto.
You know who he's like? He's like, I always think.
You don't want to give me a year.
Eva Perón, Don't Cry for Me, Argentina. Right. She's
that's
waving.
That's what it reminds me of.
I don't understand you guys. I mean, you guys are not very young. And then every time that I mention somebody from the past, you said, oh, no. I can understand Bergman and the people
Laura,
on the other side.
Yeah. Laura and Ryan. Come on, Pepe, you don't know their names?
Of course I know. Okay.
But we're all youngsters here.
You know.
I'm a youngster.
Who discovered America according to the history?
According to the history is Leif Erikson.
Okay. Were you there?
Let's see.
You believe it?
That's what I'm saying.
He discovered America.
Columbus. Leif Erikson didn't.
It's a big lie. Is it Christopher Columbus?
Whatever. But you weren't there, and you read it in a book, right?
What about Leif Garrett? Yeah. What did Leif Garrett?
Leif Garrett. There's another one.
Leif Garrett.
Leif Garrett, Norse explorer. Blah blah blah. He landed in America a millennium before Christopher Columbus.
Yeah, okay.
No kidding.
You're reading that to me. I know that. Read it to
Pepe. What are we talking about?
I did read it, Pepe. I don't need to read it again. I just read it once.
Pepe,
so
enough
of
your
nonsense.
I said you read that. I listened to that, but you didn't need to read that to me because I know, because I went to school and I study, contrary to some of the
people.
Pepe,
give me a year that you started waving.
Yeah, that's the question is the year.
Probably 2000.
This
is
millennium.
That when they started introducing you and at the time was Fernando and then they announced Spiro and Michael and everybody.
Well, why doesn't Samuel, your partner, wave?
He didn't know he shadowboxes.
He shadowboxes.
Mm-hmm. You don't even pay attention, Michael.
Michael, you got to do a bit.
Yeah, Michael, you should do something.
On Thursday, Michael and I are going to do the bow.
Yeah.
We're going to bring the bow back to crypto.com.
You guys are so. Just copy.
Did Chick do anything when they
No, why, who are we copying? We are the ones who want to start the bow.
Because I did it, and then you guys.
You
have
never
bowed. No, but I wave, and I get up and wave, and now you guys want to do it. Why? Because you're full of envy. That's why.
You're full of envy. Green with envy.
Enough with you, Pepe.
Yeah, what if I take Gary Martin's sign when they put the camera on me and just hold it over my head? Wave to Pepe.
Yeah,
please. Now put a please there. Go for that please. He needs it. I think,
by the way, this is the beginning. Before we're done, the entire section in front of you will turn and wave to Pepe every single game.
Before the season's over? I texted Pepe this week. Yep. I said, you realize that the end result of this entire bit is going to be, we're going to have that whole arena waving by the
I
end of the year.
I would bet you $1 it doesn't work.
Oh, come on. Pepe's going to ride in on his...
You're on, Mortimer.
Right on. That's right.
I'm going to ride in and...
Yeah, you're going to ride in on...
A horse.
Bri.
What's going on in
Bri.
There?
Bri.
Yeah.
There we go.
The horse.
Ride in on that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. All right, coming up next. Did you see what the Buffalo Bills fans, what the Mafia is doing right now? I just think they are the best fan base in sports.
And they do it consistently.
Yep.
We'll tell you what it is coming up.
Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
2:30 in the Southland, a live imaging Tuesday with Mason and Ireland. Now, John, listen to this. John, this is Kenny Loggins. Now, listen to the smoothness. This was mid-80s, and he was trying to do smooth jazz. Here it comes. Oh.
Yeah, this was a departure from his normal movie soundtrack hits.
Yeah, listen to that sexy sax. I love sexy sax. And you can see it in your eyes, like an episode of Hunter. When this is playing as nightfall and something bad's about to happen?
Chris, am I leaving anything out here? He had all in a row. He had Caddyshack, Top Gun,
right.
Footloose.
Yeah.
Am I leaving any out?
Caddyshack, Top Gun.
Top Gun.
Yeah, those three.
Those three. I think that's it.
But there were a few other movies he did
And they
for.
Were all monster
Monsters.
Hits.
But Pepe, on Saturday, my Yacht Rock playlist stopped, right? I went through it.
You ran out of Yacht Rock?
It ran out of my playlist, which means Apple Music didn't find stuff. This starts playing through the speakers on a wet day on the golf course.
Oh,
and my
magical.
Hips, Pepe, ready? My hips start moving.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying? You see, Mace, are you looking at it with the hips?
I like that.
I noticed
Elvis
it, yes.
He's got some Elvis in him.
Oh, yeah. Just like wait that. Until you really give me purring.
All right, I like that.
That's good. That's really good.
Like that? Come on, guys. Don't say that's good.
Yeah,
good.
Pepe, I mean, the music is
Pepe.
Good.
Oh, the music. Wave at me while I do it. Wave at me.
The music is good.
Pepe, you don't want any piece of that.
None.
See, I'm talking about the music, and right away you go to the other part.
Well, wait a minute. So there's a man dancing in the studio, and you say, I like that.
Now, I like the music because I'm listening to the music.
Pepe, this is the kind of music you can make love to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. You know what? Thank you for
Do you have special music you play when you get
I
with Liz?
I just discovered that. Thank you very much.
Like, what's your sexy song? Do you put on a sexy song when you're at home?
It's your go-to song, Pat.
I'm too sexy, right, said Fred.
No, probably. Something probably some smooth jazz.
A little Julio Iglesias.
Yeah. You put on a little Kenny G?
A little Julio Iglesias, Pepe.
Depending on
John Secada.
Who you are.
John Secada,
How about Luis Miguel, Laura?
Luis Miguel?
I'm more of an R&B person, but Luis Miguel is okay.
Yeah. There you go. See.
There you go.
Pepe, you put on John Secada for me, I'm going to strip down for you.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
The Cuban Michael Bolton.
That's right.
Some avant.
So everybody knows by now that Tyler Bass, the kicker for the Buffalo
Poor
Bills.
Poor Tyler.
He's getting a bad rap.
Missed a field goal wide right, 44-yarder that would have allowed them a seven-point lead and would have guaranteed potentially overtime.
It was the wind, Mace.
So, yeah, it was the wind, and that's
Wait a minute,
as
how
a kicker,
the wind didn't affect Harrison Butker, who made all of his kicks?
He wasn't kicking against the
wind. Yeah, he was kicking the other way.
No, he kicked both ways.
Did
he made kicks each way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, if it's the wind's blowing, then you kick it more to the left if it's going to go to the right, so it doesn't go wide right.
But then you're in danger of hooking it.
Yes.
So now you guys are really good kickers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're telling me how you kick.
No, but Pepe, he missed a 48-yard field goal. High school
44.
Kickers, man.
I know.
Oh, really?
I know.
Very windy conditions.
Those guys, all they do is kick.
Yeah, all they do is kick.
So
well, they got
I'm
one job.
I'm assuming that those guys know more than you guys know.
He missed the kick.
Yeah.
So
he missed the kick.
He's got something to learn.
He didn't kick it right. And you know how much pressure it is that point?
Yeah. So what's your point?
The point is that it's not easy to kick a field goal.
Thank you. Thank you.
Whoa, boy,
yep,
boy.
Pepe, he should make that kick.
That's deep analysis.
I know,
Pepe.
He should. Well, no, what about? No, wait.
You should be on the studio show.
What about? I'm ignoring you, really.
Next to Bradshaw.
John, what about the guy from Green Bay? Same thing.
Yeah, yep, same
right.
thing. Carlson.
Yeah.
So, anyways, Buffalo, they're obviously distraught.
They're cursed.
They were so close, and they were having a great year, and Josh Allen. So, there is a message on Facebook. So, he started getting nasty messages and death threats on his social media and all this stuff. He immediately deleted his Instagram and his Facebook and his Twitter account. So, this message showed up on Facebook. We stand with Tyler Bass. This is a Buffalo Bills fan. Don't bully our friend. We just heard the terrible news that Tyler Bass is receiving threats after yesterday's game, and phones are now going to ring off the hook as we donate $22 each to his 10 Lives Club in Tyler's name. 10 Lives is a no-kill cat shelter. So far, $25,000 has been raised, with Bills fans making donations of $22 each.
And they do this. Bills Mafia does this all the time. A few years ago, when Andy Dalton was playing quarterback for, I believe, the Bengals, he led the Bengals to an upset victory over another team that allowed the Bills to get into the playoffs, and they flooded his charity with $50,000 worth of donations. They do this all the time. And good for them, because every time somebody is down and out, they come into the rescue. And I as far as I know, Mace, they're the only fan base that does it consistently,
yeah,
like every year.
Yeah,
like,
there are lots and lots of instances. You mentioned a couple. They've raised as much as they raised $400,000 one time for the Louisville chapter of Blessings in a Backpack, which is a charity created for kids. It was in honor of Lamar Jackson. That's Lamar Jackson's charity.
And when Damar Hamlin went down, they flooded his charity with donations.
That's very nice.
Yeah. And, well, and they do it, Pepe, all the time. That's like clear. And they always do it for someone who's down and out.
Yep.
Like when Damar Hamlin was in the hospital and looked like he was down and out, they did it. Or when Andy Dalton, they did it as a thank you for him getting the Bills into the playoffs. So good for them.
That is class.
Yeah.
The water thing is classless.
Oh, the turning the hot water. Now, I'll say this. I saw a Bills Mafia member jump through a table that was on fire this weekend, and his ass got on fire. Like, he walked away from that thing on fire. It was like a stop, drop, and roll situation.
Serious question.
Yes.
Was it Morales?
No. Fire wasn't that big.
Had to be a forest fire, huh?
All right. Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's a very competitive month for Game of Games.
Yes, it is.
And we have brought in the heavy hitters. Michael Thompson will host today's game. Mm-hmm. Do you want to give a preview?
It is about the radio.
Oh, about the radio.
All right, Mace, that might serve you well. You've been in radio for like 107 years.
I've done
years.
That for several years.
All right. He met Marconi.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Who?
I did not meet Marconi, Michael. But thank
never
you.
Mind.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah. This is macaroni.
Macaroni, exactly.
Yeah, you.
Pepe's going to explain that to Michael during the break. Then we'll play Game of Games. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Hey, life's journey has got its highs and its lows, and the L.A. County Department of Mental Health is here to support you through it all. Their caring team offers more than just a listening ear. They provide free emotional support, service referrals, and crisis counseling. Call their 24/7 helpline at 800-854-7771. That's 800-854-7771. Or visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let us be your support on this journey. Together, let's shape a brighter tomorrow with hope, recovery, and well-being. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time, and the Jacob Imrani is with us. Jacob, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I feel lucky today because I just got a chance to sit in Pepe's seat.
Oh, well, Jacob, you know it's going to come down to the end, and it's going to be me and you, and
I'm
going to
be
gonna
second.
Win.
Yes, yeah. Of course. I've already, you know, I've already rubbed.
Maybe
that on
not.
You're already
you never
resigned
know.
To it.
Yes. Mason claims this is his month.
Month of the Mace.
All right, Michael, what's the game?
Today's game is about something you boys and girl are on every day besides an ego trip.
Never me.
The radio.
Okay.
The first radio transmission of voice was made in what year? 1895, 1900, or 1905?
Brian.
Let's go to 1895.
Greg.
Let's go 1905.
Laura.
1905.
Mace.
1900.
I'll go 1905. Jacob.
I'll go 1905,
1895.
Too.
Oh, Brian got it. Brian.
Again, Brian out of the gate early.
The first commercial on radio was broadcast in which year? 1922, 23, or 24?
Greg.
23.
Laura.
What were the options?
22. Mace.
I'm going 23.
I'll go 22. Jacob.
I'll go 24.
It is.
Hello?
Going 24.
Brian.
It is 22.
Ooh. Boom. Victory. Yeah. Who else? Laura, you got that
Laura
too?
Got it. Yes.
Right, radio waves travel at the speed of what? Sound, light, or air?
Radio waves travel at the speed of
light, sound, light, or air.
Laura.
Sound.
Okay, Mace.
Sound?
I'm going to go light. Jacob.
I'm going to go light as well.
Brian.
I'm going to go light as well.
Greg.
sound.
What is it, Michael?
It is light.
Okay, Jacob got it, and I got it. I got the lead.
I got that one as well.
Okay, Brian's tied for me.
During the day, how many watts does ESPN 710 transmit? 30, 32, or 34,000 watts of power?
Mace.
32,000.
You said that with such conviction. I think you're messing with me, but I will say 32,000. Jacob.
I will say 34,000.
Brian.
I will go 34 as well.
Greg.
32.
Laura.
I'm going 34.
It is 34,000.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I Laura, said it with much
Jacob,
conviction.
Jacob, anybody else?
Brian.
Brian, you got the lead.
Wow, in which city or township is the ESPN 710 transmitter? Irwindale, Pacoima, or Yorba Linda?
Wow. I don't even know this. I'm going to go Irwindale. Jacob.
I'm doing Irwindale as well.
Brian.
I should go last.
Yorba Linda.
Yeah, Greg, you should go last.
Laura.
I should go last too, but okay.
Okay, Mace.
Pacoima.
Laura.
Irwindale.
Greg.
Irwindale.
It is Irwindale. Yeah.
Okay, so Jacob got it, I got it, Greg got it, Laura got it. Mace, you don't have any points.
No, I'm going for the sweep.
All right, so it is Ireland 3, Jacob 3, Brian 3, Laura 3, Greg 1, Mason Bupkis.
Damn. How many languages are broadcasted over the radio? 1,000, 2,000, or 3,000 languages? How many?
Jacob.
I will go with 1,000.
Brian.
1,000.
Greg.
I didn't know there's that many. 2,000?
Laura.
I'm also going 2,000.
Mace.
With the objection of getting it wrong, give me 3,000.
I'll go 1,000.
It is 2,000.
Yeah!
I got a point.
Greg and I did.
Greg got it. Laura, he's got two, and Laura has the lead with four.
Which company owns the most radio stations? Cumulus Media, Odyssey, or iHeartMedia?
Brian.
Odyssey.
Greg.
iHeart.
Laura.
iHeart.
Mace.
iHeart.
I'm going iHeart. Jacob.
iHeart.
It is iHeart.
Okay, so everybody except who?
Brian.
Okay, so that brought Laura, you've got the lead. All right, so here's the score. Laura, 5. John, 4. Yeah. Jacob, 4. Greg, 3. Brian, 3. Mace, 1.
How many radio stations does iHeart Media own? 665, 765, or 865?
Greg.
Are we including the Armed Forces Network?
Yes, everything.
They probably are in the, what was it, 5, 6, or 8?
665, 765, or 865. How many?
6, 7, or 8.
So it went up 665.
Laura.
7.
Mace.
665.
I'll go 7. Jacob.
I'll go 6.
Brian.
700.
It is 865.
Oh,
Nobody got it.
There's too many radio stations for that.
When did the first FM station come into existence? 1938, 39, or 40?
Laura, this one's you.
38.
Mace.
40.
I'll go 38. Jacob.
I will go 39.
Brian.
40.
Greg.
38.
It is 40.
All right, who got that?
Mason.
Mace.
Brian. Brian.
Oh, Mason and Brian. Okay.
Do I have time to make a run here?
You're down by 3. All right, let's do 4 more to give you a chance.
Okay.
Which platform reaches the most Americans? Radio, smartphones, or TV?
This one is Laura, you're in front. Love, you go first.
Radio.
I'm second. I also say radio. Jacob.
Radio.
Brian.
Radio.
Greg.
iPhone.
Mace.
iPhone.
What is it, Michael?
It is radio.
Yeah.
Good for radio.
All right, so Mace, you're out.
Yeah, I'm way to go, radio.
And radio, Greg, radio. You got that one, right?
No, I did not.
Okay, so.
I did.
I got that one, too.
So okay. Did I.
Yeah, all right, so here's the score.
So I think I'm out.
Laura has 6. Yeah, you're out, Greg. Mason and Greg are out. Laura has 6. John, Jacob, and Brian have 5. Here we go. 3 left.
The word broadcasting was taken from which industry? Agriculture, fishing, or clothing?
Wow, that's good. Laura.
I'm going to go clothing.
Agriculture, fishing, or
clothing. We're still alive, by the way.
I'll go... wait, you said clothing, right?
I did say clothing, yes.
I'll go fishing. Jacob.
I will go agriculture.
Brian.
I'm also going to go fishing.
What's the answer, Michael?
Broadcasting originated from the wide scattering of seeds. Agriculture.
Agriculture.
Jacob has time for the lead.
Nice. Nice.
You're right there again, Jacob.
There you go, Jacob.
Right, no, there are
you
two,
got him
there,
exactly where
okay,
you want him.
So there are two left. Brian, you and I are down one. Laura and Jacob have to go first, okay? Here we go. Two
buzz,
left.
Buzz in if you know this, Jacob.
Oh, okay. I hate these.
This iconic structure is really also a radio tower.
John.
John?
Sears Tower.
No.
Laura.
Laura.
Eiffel Tower.
Yes.
Yeah!
What?
Whoa!
Okay. First I heard hey. Tower, I was like, oh, yeah, Eiffel.
Okay, so yeah, that, Brian, that means me and you are out. It is down to, Jacob, you're there again. Unbelievable. It is down to Laura, who has 7, and Jacob, who has 6. Pick a hard one, Michael.
Every week.
The first radio jingle in history was made for a cereal. Which cereal? Cornflakes, Cheerios, or Wheaties?
Okay, Laura, if you get this, you win it. Cornflakes, Cheerios, or Wheaties?
I'm going to go with Wheaties.
Jacob, you have to either go with cornflakes or Cheerios.
Mm. I'm going to go with cornflakes.
It was in 1926 for Wheaties.
Yeah!
Again!
Two in a row!
Again!
Way to go,
Laura. Second Michael game, too, by the way.
You were right there, Jacob.
Good job.
Right
there. Every week!
Sorry, Jacob. Sorry.
Jacob is the Susan Lucci of game.
That's right. That's right.
Tiebreaker, Laura. Tiebreaker, okay. Laura and Greg should know this one.
Okay.
According to Radio Locator, write this number down, too, Jacob.
Okay.
How many radio stations are there within listening range of L.A.?
How many radio stations within listening games in L.A.? All right, I'm going to go, okay. I wrote something down. Greg, you write something down?
No.
All right, well, just have it in your head. Well, what do you got? How many radio stations?
Within listening range of Los Angeles.
I would say there are probably about 53.
Okay, Laura.
I put 30.
Mace.
I put 88.
I put 117. Jacob.
I put 52.
Brian.
65.
Okay.
121.
121.
Wow. I almost won both showcases.
Impressive.
Yeah, but Laura gets the point.
Laura knows her radio history.
Way to go, Laura.
I was in broadcasting class, guys.
That's right. That's right.
How about that?
So, Jacob, how you? There are so many names circling around as potential for the Lakers trade targets. How are you feeling right now about the roster as it exists right now?
You know, I've always liked the roster. I believe just like when I saw it when we just started the season that this team has the potential to really do well. The only thing is, are they coming out every single night and are they playing four quarters, right? The one thing that I feel good about is Rob every single year does something at the trade deadline in order to improve this team.
Forget that. I got a more important question for you, Jacob. You come to a lot of Laker games, don't you?
Many.
And you sit in real good seats, don't you? And you see where we broadcast from, don't you?
Absolutely.
So how come you never wave back at Pepe?
That's a good question. Huh? Fair question.
Jacob, that is a very
why do
fair
you always
question.
Ignore Pepe?
I actually wave at Pepe.
You do?
You are a liar.
There
right.
you go.
I do wave at Pepe.
I'm going to watch you the next time you're
I
there.
I do.
Are you
Absolutely.
Going Thursday?
I will be there just to wave at
I
him.
I want to see you and all the boys wave at Pepe. Right.
And when I wave, I got a crew waving with me.
All right. Right.
What section are you going to be sitting in?
Brings a crowd.
I'll be in a box.
Oh, in a box.
Oh.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh.
You got to put some kind of flashlight up there or something, wave so we can see it. Like, turn your phone on and like, wave it.
Done.
You know, like your light on your phone.
Yeah, sure.
So we'll see it.
Sounds good.
Yeah. All right, Jacob, it's great seeing you. As always, we appreciate you coming in. Of course, Game of Games is brought to you by calljacob.com. Don't forget, if you are involved in any kind of accident, you need Jacob on your side, 844-24-JACOB, or go to calljacob.com. Great seeing you, man.
Great to see you. Thank you.
Time right now for the Super Stager. Cappy's in the house officially, and Shadano, I think, is Shadano online?
On his way.
On his way. All right. Excellent. Super Crosstalk time, and Cappy's all geared up for some Lakers basketball tonight at home, but against the Clippers. It's
right,
a home game for them.
Cap, I almost texted you yesterday. I was on a group text with Mason, with everybody on our show, and I almost texted you when I heard LeBron was out.
Yeah.
Had I texted you, would you have not made the trip?
No, of course, I'm still coming, but it just, like, irritates me that LeBron's not playing in this game. Like, somebody explain to me, did I miss something on Sunday night? Did I miss him
The
get
report
hurt?
Is injured ankle.
Right, but did you guys see an injured ankle on Sunday? So,
well, no,
I believe
he's
chronic
on, yeah,
ankle
he's been on
problem.
The injury report every game this year.
Those are mine. Give me that.
Oh, wait a second. Oh,
yeah,
my bad.
Yeah, there's a little.
My bad. I know you got your own microphone.
Yeah, why don't you put your nasty ears on my muff?
Yeah, he's and
don't touch Michael's muffs.
You know what? And by the way, you're not wrong, because I just got stretched out by the Stretch Lab who were here. And Michael, they cleaned the table before I got on it.
Oh,
you're
good.
Right? They cleaned the table before I got on it. Right? And dude, when I got off of it, my greasy, disgusting face was all over the table. Yeah. Like, if somebody were to say to me right now, hey, can I use your phone?
Yeah.
No, you cannot put your disgusting, greasy face to my phone.
Yeah, that's right.
Ireland will he'll use your earbuds. He doesn't care.
Who?
Ireland.
Yeah,
if you loan me something, I would not share.
If you loan me your earbuds, I would use them.
How about that?
Let me ask you this.
That's weird. Yeah.
If you needed chapstick.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not talking about with your finger. I'm talking about with my little lipsticky thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Would you use my chapstick?
But the kind of chapstick I use, you squirt out at the end and just dick it with your finger.
Right,
so
but
you would
not share real chapstick.
No.
Yeah. See, I would not share. I don't want something in my ear that's been in somebody else's ear.
I agree with that.
That's weird.
I agree with that. Now, Michael, had I known that those were your ear muffs, as you call them, I would not have touched those ear muffs.
Well, even touch them, just don't put them on.
Okay. Now, do you switch out the microphone when you leave?
Yeah. See,
you do. It says your name on it. I see that.
He literally comes in, screws in his own microphone and starts talking.
Yeah. All right, so back to LeBron here for a second.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't
You can't blame him. He's 39.
Okay, hold on. Let me ask you a quick question.
How many games do you think he's missed this year, Cap?
Not many. Not very many at all. Yeah. But why this one?
He's on pace to play 70 games,
okay,
which I would have said is more than I would have expected him to play. For example, Joel Embiid is on pace to play 60 and won't be eligible for MVP or All NBA.
Even if he played the rest of the year?
No, he's missed 11 games so far.
Okay,
But my question is this, though. So, like, LeBron on Sunday night,
you're allowed to miss 17, Michael.
There were two dunks in particular, right? There was the one dunk where he drives through the lane, right? Pretty spectacular dunk, right? It was the one where he had to somersault to get himself back up, right? And then the second dunk, which was an easy one, but it was the one where D'Angelo just bounced it to him and he alley-ooped it.
Yeah, he threw an alley-oop off a bounce pass.
Right. All I'm saying is that I would think that tonight's game, and granted, the Lakers have beaten the Clippers twice already this year, but I would think that playing against the Clippers on their home floor,
on a TNT nationally televised game,
when you're a 500 ball club, like, I would think this is an important game that you'd really want to win, and that's why LeBron would want to play. Whereas the way I receive it is, I'm willing to sacrifice this game. We've already beaten them twice so far this year.
Well, is it fair to say that? I mean, I think, generally speaking, if LeBron can't go, LeBron can't go. I mean, he wants to be out there. I don't think LeBron is just, you know, casually taking games off.
You don't think LeBron could go tonight?
What's that?
If it was a playoff game, I think he would play.
Right.
But I think they're managing his minutes.
Understood, but why this game?
Well, should have shot up the Portland game.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Although it's better than doing it at a home game.
Okay, so is that a part of it, that it's not a Laker home game, it's a Clipper home game?
Good question. I'm not sure.
I'm with you, Michael. I mean, they were going to beat Portland with or without him, so why not sit out Sunday?
Yeah,
very odd. Maybe because it's a home game and he doesn't want to shortchange. I don't know. But did you see this yesterday, Cappy? Somebody went back, and yesterday was January 22nd, and they went back 365 days, and they tried to find the NBA player who had played in the most games. The answer was 91. You know who it was?
Tell me it was LeBron.
It was Anthony Davis.
Oh, I believe that.
He played in more games over the past calendar year than any player in the league.
What, Mikal Bridges, who doesn't miss a game?
Right, because Mikal Bridges doesn't play playoff games.
He
was in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I believe that, because for all the talk of Anthony Davis and the reputation that he got thanks to Charles Barkley calling him street clothes,
right,
has he not completely erased that?
Well, yeah, but I don't think most people know it. That's the weird thing. I think if you ask that question and had people guess, almost no one guesses Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
You guess Giannis or, you know, somebody like that.
Well, in a weird way, this is why, for example, at the trade deadline, I think the Lakers really need to make a move, and a significant move, because they've had LeBron and AD healthy for the bulk of the season. AD's missed a couple. LeBron's missed
a
couple.
They're both on pace to play 70 games.
Yeah, so, you know, you would think that this group, that those two guys – could get the support they need in order to win more basketball games, but it's just not happening.
Michael, I'm and I get ridiculed for this all the time, but I'm a chemistry guy. Like, mm-hmm. I believe in chemistry.
Of course.
And I believe that you build chemistry.
Yeah.
And so for me, yeah, they're a 500 club, but aren't, other than the game that they played last Friday night, where they looked terrible against Brooklyn, I feel like we haven't seen the best yet,
right. Yep.
And I
That's
feel like saying. We're seeing the best of D'Angelo Russell right now, and mm-hmm. I know you asked the question yesterday, Mace, is it sustainable? But
by the way, Kep, let me interject this. When they won the in-season tournament, they were playing at their absolute peak. I mean, they won the semifinals by 44 points, and they won the final by 20.
And they loaded up for that and focused on that.
Right.
And it was an important thing
but
for
since
them.
Since then, you're right.
Tell me this, Michael, because I know that a lot of people, they don't understand this about me, but I'll tell you this about me. I actually did not play in the NBA.
Oh.
You know, I know a lot of people.
Like you did.
Oh,
you,
thank you.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people.
NBA
look,
body.
Right. A lot of people are looking at me. This guy must have been
long
a ball player.
Long wingspan.
Right. But I didn't play in the NBA, believe it or not.
Like a white Kyle Lowry.
Thank you. Thank you very much, as a matter of fact.
This is a Jewish Kyle Lowry.
Thank you. White and Jewish.
Yeah, exactly.
Do players, I was asking George the other day, do players get bored? In other words, when you're a veteran player like LeBron and AD, every game is not like do or die.
Right.
So my question is, couldn't we see this team improve, and then get to the postseason and take off the way they did last year? Because remember, last year, probably the last 10, 12 games of the season, we were all saying, we got to get LeBron back onto the floor. Otherwise, they're not going to be able to build chemistry because the roster had changed so much.
Right. I think the answer to your question lies in the trade deadline. What does the team look like after February 8th? Is this the group right here that we have? Michael, you think that, right? You think they're going to make minimal changes.
Yeah, they'll be fine. This team is built for the second half of the year. When you see the playoffs at the end of the railroad tracks there, that big light in the end of the tunnel, that's when you sort of get your juices flowing even
and
more.
And, Mace, you think if they don't make a move, they're dead?
Correct, I do. And, by the way, I think I'm much more likely to be right that they do make a move.
Okay. Rob has made a move every year he's been the GM.
Right, so they are, among other, Dave McMenamin today, Lakers discussing internal possibility of packaging three picks along with players they already have on the books to pursue a bona fide star such as Trae Young or Donovan Mitchell. Both those players make the Lakers much, much better.
Yeah, well, if you get Donovan Mitchell, of course. All of a sudden the Lakers will be one of
or,
the favorites.
Or Trae Young, either one.
Yeah, add a superstar.
Yeah. Well, they're not superstars.
Well, they're
stars.
They're stars.
Donovan is
pretty damn
you
great.
Guys go again.
Okay.
There's only about five superstars in this game.
Wait a minute.
Embiid, Jokic, Steph, LeBron, Giannis. I said Embiid. I see who else. What are you talking about? Duper stars.
Michael, do you remember D'Angelo Russell in the bubble?
Oh,
you
baby.
Could not, or not D'Angelo Russell.
Donovan Mitchell
in the bubble.
You where,
could
that's
not
four
guard
years
him.
Ago.
Right, but he's still he scored 70 points since then
that.
In
he's
one
a star,
game.
But not superstar. That's LeBron's level. Come on, that's Giannis' level.
Well, here's
come on,
wait,
Mace,
man,
here's
why
I
said
think,
super. He's scoring 27 points a game.
Yeah, but he's a star.
And by the way, Mace, think about
shooting 37% from three.
Think about this: if he becomes right now the best player on the other team, has to guard AD. And the second best player has to guard LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
If your third best defender is guarding Donovan Mitchell, he will torch you.
Yeah.
And so that's what Michael's missing. With Donovan Mitchell
missing.
As your third option, that is
huge.
Yeah,
he can get you 30. But D'Angelo Russell's been doing that lately.
Well,
But D'Angelo Russell, I think, is playing really, really well because he knows he's on the block.
Right, but... here's the good news. Like, I'm a Russell fan. Some of my reasons are personal. Like, him and Austin are kind of my guys. If they end up trading people other than D'Angelo and they keep him and he keeps doing this, that's another weapon that you have.
I just don't know how you make a significant deal without making D'Angelo Russell a part of it.
Well, let me ask you guys this question.
Everybody can be traded except Jared Vanderbilt and LeBron and AD.
Right. I mean, Austin Reeves certainly has a market. They're guys that have markets.
Oh,
I have a feeling it's possible. If they move for somebody like Mitchell, I think both your guys could be going out.
Yeah, of course.
But you're talking about that if they don't make a trade, they're dead, okay? So the talk that everybody's had is this DeJounte Murray, right?
Yes.
Like, I'll ask you guys this question. You guys see it every night.
Yeah.
According to Mace, he's great, too.
He is great.
But does DeJounte Murray, for, call it D'Angelo Russell, I'm just giving names.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does that change the Lakers so significantly that DeJounte Murray makes the Lakers go from a 65% chance to a 90% chance?
I know this is a cop-out, but I won't know until I see him with LeBron and AD.
Okay, but what do you think about based on what you know
of his
game?
I like DeJounte Murray a lot.
I think they get better.
Yeah.
Significantly way better.
But championship caliber
better?
He plays
better. Defense, which is a big plus.
Okay, I keep hearing
shooting
that.
37% from three.
Mm-hmm.
He's having a really good shooting year.
Yeah, he's made two game winners in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, so I mean, yes, I think he does make them significantly better.
Okay.
The thing they really miss, and that there's other stuff McMenamin's saying, is they're interested in Tyus Jones. They're interested in Colin Sexton.
Yeah, guys, they're calling on everybody.
Guys that can organize the second unit. Like, Gabe Vincent hasn't been able to play.
Yeah.
McMenamin says they're actually talking, or could potentially talk to Toronto about Dennis Schroeder coming back. Dennis Schroeder was a great, great player for them.
Right.
They opted for Vincent over Schroeder,
yeah,
right?
Dave is also threatening Malcolm Brogdon, who we saw the other
and
night.
And Bruce Brown.
Yeah.
That's the other name in Toronto.
So they're shooting for a lot of targets, Cap. It's just a matter of any of them takes their
Cap,
deal.
You're always getting better, you're getting worse.
I'm with you, though, that based on Rob's history, they're probably likely to make a move.
Yeah.
I think so.
I mean, I would think that's probably the case.
We're fine.
But I'm with you. I'm with you, Michael. Everybody says to me, well, hey, moron, you're the guy that last year didn't want him to make a move. I'm like, yeah, but I only wanted Russell Westbrook around because I like the drama.
Right. Isn't Michael like Kevin Bacon in Animal House?
All is well. Over there pushing panic buttons, mate.
I'm not pushing. I'm saying if you got a chance to add a superstar caliber player,
yeah, but who's that?
Like Donovan Mitchell,
he's not a superstar.
You do it. Well, whatever he is, he's a star. Okay, star, yeah. Superstar, whatever he is, right. He's scoring 27 points a game. Yeah, he's great.
He's not a superstar, right?
But he's not a superstar. No.
Yeah. Come on, mate.
Telling DeAndre what to say. Don't tell DeAndre what to say.
I don't think people tell DeAndre what to say.
Together.
No, oh, really? Putting words in DeAndre's mouth over there.
What do you guys think about
my Mace? Come on now.
Yeah? Do you think Donovan Mitchell's a superstar?
He's an all-star.
He's an all-star.
Difference. So, you guys may not know this, but there is a ton of interest in who's going to Paris to represent Team USA at the Olympics.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Because everybody all of a sudden wants to go. Michael, mm-hmm. they released the list of finalists. I want you to stop me when I get to somebody who you are sure
gonna
is going to be on the team.
Right.
Okay.
Bam. Help me out here, Cappy.
All right, you got it.
Bam Adebayo.
Yes.
You already.
Yes.
He's in.
He's on.
Jared Allen.
No.
Paolo Banchero.
No.
No.
Desmond Bain.
No.
Scotty Barnes.
Nope.
Devin Booker.
Good. Yep.
Yes, sir.
That's two. So that's two. How many spots we got?
12.
Okay. Mikhail Bridges.
No. Been great.
Jaylen Brown.
Oh.
That's a tough call.
That's a tough call.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown.
I put him on my no list, but I can bring him back to my yes list.
How about an alternate?
Okay.
All right. So right now, you're holding two. Jalen Brunson.
Oh, he's got to be.
Alternate.
All right. Jimmy Butler.
I'd say yes.
Yeah.
I'm in on Jimmy Butler.
Ooh, wait a minute. Because you got to think all the wing and guards on this team.
And he's got to protect his space. So, Jimmy Butler, yes or no?
Come on, Michael.
All right. Alex Caruso.
No.
Steph Curry.
Yes. That's three. Right.
Anthony Davis.
Yes.
Yes. Four.
Kevin Durant.
Five.
Yes.
Anthony Edwards.
Not yet.
I think he's in.
Wait, I got five. I'm picking this team.
Yeah, Michael's team.
I got to say yay or nay. Pass.
Oh, wow, you're holding it five. Joel Embiid.
Six. Yes.
All right. De'Aaron Fox.
Yes.
Seven.
Yep.
This is a hard one.
Yeah.
This is a really hard one coming up. Paul George.
I'd say yes. Eight. I'd immediately say yes.
So Michael, that will put you at eight.
That'll put me at eight.
You haven't even gotten to LeBron yet.
No. I love Paul George, but no.
All right.
So we got seven.
Aaron Gordon.
No.
All right, here's a hard one. Tyrese Halliburton.
Ooh, no.
Oh.
Remember, he was on the World Cup and they flamed out.
Okay, James Harden.
Yes.
No.
Kepi, you're at nine now.
Cappy's.
I'm still at seven.
I'm on stars. Yeah.
Josh Hart, Tyler Hero,
no.
Drew Holiday. Here's a hard one. Chet Holmgren.
No.
Oof.
No.
Probably got to cook a little bit.
He'll be in 28.
How about this one? Brandon Ingram.
No.
All right, this one's going to be hard for Michael. Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, that is hard because he was good on the keys.
Michael loves Kyrie.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
What are you at? Seven?
Seven.
You come on, take him.
Room for five. I'll take Kyrie.
There you go.
All right, you're at eight.
Eight.
Now, here's a hard one for you. Jaren Jackson Jr.
No. I love him, but no.
All right, LeBron.
Of course.
That's nine.
Okay. Cam Johnson, no. Walker Kessler.
No.
Here's a hard one.
And I got space for two more.
You have two more or three more?
Two more.
You're at nine, right?
At nine. Three more.
I think this is going to be one of them. Kawhi Leonard.
Yes, 10.
Okay.
Okay. Damian Lillard.
Ooh. 11.
Okay.
And I got room for one more. And I know who it is, so you might as well just call his name.
Hold on. Donovan Mitchell.
Nope.
Chris Paul.
Nope.
Bobby Portis.
Nope.
Austin Reeves.
Nope. Just get to the name.
Duncan Robinson.
Nope.
I think this is the name.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum.
That's it. That's my 12.
Derek White, Trey Young.
I love them all, but no.
I got to make a couple of cuts on
my
team.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. You cutting?
I had like 13, 14 guys. Yeah, yeah. So I got to make a couple of cuts.
That's my 12.
Pretty Michael's good. Team's pretty good.
Yeah.
Here's some guys I would consider over some of the older dudes.
Because you did say Steph, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Scotty Barnes.
Oh, I love Scotty.
He's having a great year.
I love Scotty, but you only got 12 players.
Right. But and I think Scotty Barnes and Anthony Edwards are the future of this team.
28. They'll be on 28.
So I would maybe take some of the older guys out
and
put them in.
LeBron? You taking LeBron?
No,
LeBron.
KD off?
What's new? What's next? Give me the young guys.
I would take Paul George out and put Anthony Edwards in.
I didn't put Paul George.
I know.
No, he didn't put
Paul
George.
It was on my team.
Yeah,
it was my team.
Cappy's got an enormous roster.
Right, huge roster.
A lot of depth.
I got a lot of alternates. You know what I mean? You just don't know what's going to happen. Guys get food poisoning or whatever.
This is hard. I would take Kyrie out and put Anthony Edwards in on Michael's team.
I mean, you're not crazy.
Yeah.
But I like Kyrie for Team USA.
Boy, it's going to be hard to pick 12.
So, a lot of egos, a lot of feelings going to be hurt.
Is it just because it's the Olympics or is it because it's in Paris?
Both.
Yeah, Paris is a great town.
And it's because it's the last. It's the last one probably for Durant, LeBron.
Right.
Steph.
Although, you're right. 4 years is L.A.
Yeah,
that's right. The next one is going
to
be L.A.
Steph's never been on an Olympic team. This is the only chance
Steph
to get
has never been on an Olympic team?
He turned down 16. Because remember they had that Zika virus in Brazil?
They did.
And everybody was afraid of that.
I was there. It was total nonsense. I never saw a mosquito the entire time I was
literally,
there.
Literally, 2 months ago, I would have taken Scotty Barnes over Kawhi because I wouldn't trust Kawhi to play. But Kawhi has played every game and is having his best year. You got to take him.
He's a lockdown defender.
Yeah.
I like Scottie Barnes, though. You're not wrong for wanting him on your team. I love him. But
What's in this black food container right over here, Michael?
Oh it's Michael wings. Thompson's birthday next week.
Michael's wings.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you can smell it, but you can't touch it.
Yeah, he's taking that stuff home. He's going to put it in the back seat of his car and take it home and eat it tonight after the game.
No, you're not. Are you really?
Oh, yes, he is.
No, there's nothing wrong with it.
That's Michael.
Just asking.
I'm going to refrigerate it, and after the game, I'll take it home.
You're going to refrigerate it by keeping it in your car?
No, take it into a crypto. Put it in the fridge.
Wait a minute. So where's the fridge in crypto? In the media room?
I can't divulge.
Oh, you cannot divulge where you refrigerate things.
AB takes care of it. No, AB won't let me put it in there. No, he told me not in there.
Oh, so
you found a spot.
Okay, secret good. Fridge.
Yeah,
the secret fridge. There
really?
You go.
I hunted for high and wide looking for a fridge.
Now, Cappy, it's combo plate today. Are you, is Shadano here? Is he
on
the
road?
No,
he doesn't do combo plates anymore. He gave up on combo plates.
Oh, he sat out?
Yeah,
he's sitting out of combo plates?
He doesn't do combo plates anymore.
So who's doing the show with you?
Me and Morales.
Oh, it's you and Morales.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's lit.
Lit.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. Live Imaging Tuesday, right?
I will. Yes, it is.
Shadano doesn't get in until 4 because that's kind of his deal. You know what I mean?
Is that for real?
Yeah, that's like his new thing.
Contract.
By the way, Cappy.
Yes,
so
sir.
Mason, let's start coming in at 2.
Mason has called Jared Goff a great quarterback. Put him in the class of Mahomes and Lamar Jackson.
Oh, no, I don't think that's
I said
the
he's
case.
A great I think he's a great quarterback.
No, he said there are three great quarterbacks and one not great.
Correct. One
weekend.
Not great quarterback.
No, there are two
Purdy.
Great, no. One good,
I think
and
there
Brock
are three.
Purdy.
I think there are two great, one good, and one subpar.
Jared Goff is a really, really good player.
Yeah. He's playing perfect.
He's having a great year.
Yeah,
I wouldn't call him a great player yet.
He's not Lamar and he's not Mahomes, but he's had an amazing season.
Is he if he gets the Lions to the Super Bowl?
Oh, then a couple things could change, obviously. I mean, you know, he's been to one. We know
been
this.
To one.
But if he were to win a Super Bowl, everybody would look at him completely differently the way we all looked at Stafford. I mean, we all looked at Stafford as Hall of Fame numbers, no wins to go with it. If the Lions were even if the Lions make it to the Super Bowl, I think it will change a lot of people's perception of
we're
Jared Goff.
We're going to kick you in the teeth, and we're going to bite a kneecap off.
There you go. Bite a kneecap off.
He's not going to beat my boy Lamar.
Well, Lamar has never been
to
Lamar, a Super Bowl.
All the pressure is on you, Lamar.
You
this has
right.
got to be your year.
You got that right.
Coming up next for you, combo
Where
plate
are you
rolls
going?
On. Yes.
Where are you guys going?
I've comboed. I already did my combo.
Where are you guys going?
I did my part of the combo.
Bonus minutes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So who are you on with? Morales.
Me and Morales.
Coming up next. I'll be listening. Mason and Ireland back tomorrow at 1, 710 ESPN.